This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. There is snow this morning for Metro Denver and a crust of ice from yesterday's rain that froze overnight. It's staying chilly today in the 30s around Denver and Fort Collins, then warming up some tomorrow. Vail and Aspen and Breckenridge are getting more snow today. Emergency response crews in Teller County are still recovering from the snowstorm that hit the Front Range earlier this month. CPR's Dan Boyce.
More than 36 inches of heavy wet snow fell in mountainous Teller County starting the evening of March 13th. It led to widespread power outages, huge drifts covering homes, and a disaster declaration by Friday the 15th. County Public Works Director Fred Clifford told county commissioners his snowplow drivers were working 18-hour days to clear the roads. The county lost multiple snowplows as engines blew up trying to clear the drifted roads. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado Democrats are advancing a bill aimed at reducing the number of guns stolen from vehicles. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The measure would require firearms in unattended vehicles to be stored in a locked, hard-sided container and out of plain sight. Failure to do so could result in a $500 fine. Republicans added an amendment so that someone who reports a stolen firearm that wasn't properly stored won't get fined. Democratic sponsors say the measure would make it more difficult for someone to steal a firearm from a vehicle. Republicans say it's onerous and don't think it'll be a deterrent. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Some city offices in Denver are closed today for Cesar Chavez Day. The official state holiday, March 31st, falls on a weekend this year. Today, there's no trash pickup, and libraries, rec centers are closed, so are driver's license offices. And Metro Denver has more snow today with highs in the 30s. Should be getting warmer and a little sunnier on Tuesday. Grand Junction is cloudy, close to 50 this afternoon. And in Vail and Colorado's mountains, it's more snow through the middle of the week. This is CPR News.